Okay, so just got done having a talk with my husband. And you know, because I had let that aggression out on the workout floor, it wasn't a 2-hour lecture coming from me, which in the past would have been me. That was the old me. Seriously, 2-hour lectures, my poor kids and my poor husband. I don't do that anymore. So because though I got the workout in and I came to my husband calm and relaxed, and I just told him how I felt. I told him what I saw. I asked him, you know, what I asked him, and we had a really calm conversation, and he told me what the expectations are and what the plans are, and so I feel really good about it, you know. And what I really feel good about is that I really feel good that we were able to have a really calm conversation, rational conversation, you know, and that wouldn't have happened. You know, the past me, a long time ago, the past me, okay, maybe not that long ago, maybe no more, maybe 6 years ago, I guess that's still long enough, but about 6 years ago, I would have blown, man. I would have waited. I would have stored up all that aggression for him to come home and blow it out on him, right? And that's really unfair, you know, because when I think about what it is, I have to go back and what I do and what I have my clients do and what, you know, if you choose to do it, I'll share it with you, is I ask myself, what's the outcome that I want in this conversation that I'm going to have with my husband or with anybody in your family or anybody at work or anybody with your friends or whatever? What is the outcome I want? Is it to be right and to be angry? Or is there an outcome that is a better outcome, an outcome that's actually going to be more satisfying than just being right and be angry in the moment? Well, the outcome I really want is my house done and for my husband and I to be in good relations and not to be angry and spiteful and pissed off at each other. I mean, that's no fun. That's no fun to live. And it's not necessary, right? Because I know that he has the best of intentions. He knows I have the best of intentions. And it's not about being right. It's about being in relationship. And so for me, taking it out on the floor, and I will do it on the treadmill, I'll do it, you know, dancing, however I get it. Getting physical for me is what I do to get those aggressions out, right? To work through my feelings. I get the music that I feel. You know, if I'm feeling aggressive, I put the music on that makes me feel more aggressive just to get it out. You know, if I'm feeling sad, you know, I find the sad music. Why? To cry and to get it out, right? Because, and this is just getting it out and dealing with it and letting your body process it and your body release it. So your body is not storing it up, right? Those emotions aren't being stored. As I think I've mentioned before, we can store these emotions into our body, and that can help, well, help, but it could hurt us, not help us, hurt us and cause sickness and illness to develop within our body if we're holding on to our emotions, right? But when we release them in a very healthy way, not only are we allowing our own bodies to heal, but we're letting our relationships to stay healthy too. So we had a good conversation. He knows what my wishes are. He knows what will make me happy, because I told him this would make me happy. And that's, you know, I'm very open and telling him, hey, this is what I'm disappointed in. And this is what I, you know, this is what I need. And, you know, what is it that I can expect? And then, you know, we talked about it. So anyway, I wanted to share with you, you know, the great thing about a kick butt workout. And letting that workout, letting your workouts just, woo, take it all out of you. Because now I feel so relaxed and so calm. Not only that, I had a really great workout. So, hey, it's a twofer. It's a two for one, right? I mean, yeah, it's great. So, anyway, I think I said my class that I'm going to be starting virtually online. So, is called Fit for Performance, but it's actually called Peak Performance Training. And it's a class that I developed when I... with my dancers, I think I mentioned this already, when I was running my performing arts school. And then, of course, my parents came in and started taking classes, and then it just became really, anybody who wanted to take it could take it, and each with their own objectives, each student or person in the class with their own objectives, right? But anyway, so my goal is to start working on my virtual Leading Lady experience and bringing all those classes online. Anyway, so I feel good, and I'm hoping that if next time you're feeling like you're ready to blow, you know, you might just want to say, what is my outcome? Because sometimes maybe your outcome is to blow up at somebody, and then you have to ask, is that really going to give you what you want? I don't know. Most of the time when I've done that, it hasn't really given me what I want. I'll be honest. I mean, I'll be honest with you too. It feels good in the moment. Blowing up at somebody when you're upset, blowing up, that sure does feel good in the moment. And then afterwards, it's like, oh, what did I do? And then it's like you're filled with regret. It's not worth it. That moment, that immediate gratification of, ha, I won. Yeah, I don't know if that's really worth it in the end, right? So, you know, play for the long game, right? Is that what it's called, the long game? Look ahead. What is the outcome you really want? To be right or to be in relationship? Do you know, is your outcome to come to an agreement, to come to an understanding, to get something done, or is it just to be right and to blow off steam? Blow off steam? Blow off steam with your friends. Don't beat your friends up with all of your steam, though. Sometimes dramatic friends, you know, drama queens can be a little tiresome to have as a friend. But blow it off, you know, on the workout. Blow it off anywhere you want. Go bicycling. I hope you can hear me. It's really windy. We got the fall breeze going. It's a little more than a breeze, but oh, you can hear the fall wind. But you know, just get it out in a healthy way that'll put you in a state where now you can start to think. You're no longer in your reptilian brain, you know, filled with emotion. You can actually work logically now and think and plan and have an adult conversation. All right, that's it. Just a little share today from me to you. Just a little bit about how I handled. And I'm very proud of myself that this is the way I learned to handle it. All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.